Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Mark.
Yes, this is Mark.
Oh, very good. Mark, my name is Daniel Garcia. I'm calling you from Noombook Writing. I hope you...
From who?
Noombook Writing. You actually signed up with us for publishing and marketing a book of yours.
Oh, yes.
Oh, great, great, great. So I hope this is a good time we can talk about it. I'm not being intrusive.
I could talk to you right now.
Fantastic, fantastic. I actually wanted to understand what is your book all about, first of all.
Okay, it's written in two parts.
Okay.
Book one started out as a short story called Names Have Been Changed to Protect the Guilty.
Okay.
It's like a story where I tell the history of humanity and how we got to be in the shape we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I change names, like I talk about politicians mm-hmm. and stuff. I would call Donald Trump Donnie Chump in the book, okay? I would call, what's the name of that Republican president that just stepped down before Obama?
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry, I want you to repeat that again.
Okay, there's a bunch of people in the room.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, damn it. I'm having trouble remembering. Shit, could you call me back?
No worries. I just wanted to have an idea, and you gave me the idea of the complete book. You said that you have divided this story in two parts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The second part is, it tells the story of how I got, it's a very spiritual book, okay? Very spiritual, and it's a story of how I got to believe, got to know and believe the things I know and believe. I describe some out-of-body experiences, some near-death experiences where I, when I was a young child, and I was about to die, right? I would leave my body and find myself floating around the ceiling of my room, mm-hmm. looking down at my body in bed, right?
Makes sense.
And then I would go off and visit with somebody I just knew as my friend. And, you know, there's been like several other near-death experiences, and I know what I know because of the experiences I've had.
So,
okay, and then I've gone to describe
mm-hmm.
all of the major religions, okay? And mm-hmm. I compare them, and I talk about how all the good stuff is shared amongst all the religions. And I talk about a solution to humanity's problems.
Makes sense. Makes complete
yeah.
sense. Yeah. So
okay.
you have divided. So this is technically a spiritual book, but it's talking about your experience.
Yeah, a lot of it is, and a lot of it is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how humanity got to be in such big trouble, with pollution, with global warming, with
okay.
All the problems we have. You know,
mm-hmm.
humanity will be facing extinction in just a few hundred years.
110%. I completely agree to this part.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense. So, Mark, can you give me an idea how long these books will be or how long these books are in terms of number?
The whole book is 100,000 words.
Okay. So if you're dividing that in two parts, so that'd be two equal
Yeah.
parts?
Pretty equal, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, is I believe these are your first books. I mean, you haven't written books before, attempting to write one the first time.
This is the first book that I finished. I've started writing books and got, like halfway through, and then just went away. They just went away.
Okay, not an issue. That is completely acceptable. Now, Mark, any desired deadline to meet? How soon do you want to publish this book, or how soon do you want to complete them? Any sort of deadlines in mind?
Man, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. I'm kind of deaf. All right, I kind of deaf. If you could enunciate your words real clearly, that would help.
Okay, I would speak a little bit louder too, okay?
Thank
Moreover,
you.
tell me, no problem, sir, no problem. So tell me more about it in terms of your motivation for this book. Why are you planning to write this book, or what are your plans? What are your aims and goals for this book?
Because I want to save humanity, because I'm super
That's one.
worried.
Okay.
I'm very, very worried about the way we're going, the way we're headed.
So this is a good deed. So you're looking to invest your time, your money into something to help humanity. So you're after doing a global deed.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
You're after doing a noble deed.
I didn't understand that, man.
This book, what I understand, is completely to save humanity. All right, you're looking to invest your
Oh
money.
yeah. I just want everybody to read it and agree with me and get, come together,
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. All right,
Yeah.
Mark, we would love to go and assist you with this book. Now, what I understand your next steps would be, all right, it is that first you would need a pro editor, all right, to review the book, to proofread the book, just to make sure that all the content that you have written in the book is lined up the way it is supposed to be and it is in a flow.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm pretty good. I self-edited quite well. Okay.
This is a policy that we implement in terms of reviewing the book before we actually recommend the publishers or maybe send it to the publishers for publishing.
Right.
So it's part of the process. Now, tell me, do you have someone working on the covers for this book? Do you have a book cover for this book ready, maybe in your mind, or do you have someone working on it?
Oh no. No. That's
That would be great.
I know several really good artists, very talented artists, and I can come up with something quick, no big deal.
If you want, I can go ahead and have that taken care of too. Because that will be the next step. After proofreading the book cover will be integrated with the book. A book cover will be added to the book. All right, front, back, and spine. All right, if you need, we can go ahead and design one for you. You would throw your idea that you have in mind of what sort of a cover you would need, and we would bring your idea into life. Okay?
Okay, all right.
Once you approve it, it will be given to your book. So you can ask us to change it, to revise it, give you multiple variations, and until you finalize the best one, we'll be working with you back and forth.
Great. Great. Now, this is going to have to be put off for a couple of weeks, okay? Because the reason I have the book's been done for a good 6 months,
Okay.
but I haven't contacted many agents yet. I've only contacted a few agents so far because the screen on my laptop broke. Okay, it's not working, and so I had to get a new laptop. And now I'm contacting agents again, but the only copy of the book. There's two digital copies. One is on the old laptop that broke that I'm trying to get off onto my new laptop. And there's a flash drive that I've lost that I gotta tear my place apart and find.
Course. Okay, that makes sense. Now, tell me there are two. I want to ask you one thing over here. All right, Mark. There are two ways to bring your book into the market. One is you
Okay.
self-publish the book. All right, that means you would publish the book, or maybe we would publish the book under your name, all right? 100% royalties would be yours, 100% ownership would be yours, 100% sales would go to you, and 100% investment will be done from your side. And the second way is the traditional publishing, where a publisher would take your book, he would keep percentage of your royalties, he would keep a share out of your sales. But
when why I need an agent. That's why I need an agent to talk up a good contract for me.
Okay, why not self-publishing?
Oh, you're only doing self-publishing?
I'm asking you, we offer both the services, but I'm asking you, why an agent? Why not self-publishing?
Well, because this is a really good book, mm-hmm. and I want it to be advertised and brought to all the major outlets. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you read the book, you will be very impressed, okay?
So you can do that at your end, too. I mean, for example, if you want to go ahead and self-publish it, as I said, the next step would be that you find yourself an editor, then you would have to look for a publisher, then a marketer, and then, you can go ahead and do it, But the marketer would help you put the book everywhere you like, in local bookstores, online, as an ebook format, as a paperback format, all right, and, do the needfuls for you.
So hold it a sec, hold it. Are you an agent?
Let me tell
you. A literary agent?
No. This is a company that helps with clients with both options, all right? We help our clients with self-publishing options too, all right? We help our clients with traditional publishing too. For traditional publishing, you need to go ahead and have yourself an agent. So the agents that
right.
we have on board, we will go ahead and assign them to you, looking at your needs, looking at your requirements. But what I'm trying to understand is why do you want to rent your property, all right, and give the rights to someone else when you know that this is a good book, when you know this is a
good
book? Oh,
no, I won't give the rights to someone else. I'll hold on for a good contract, man. I will not sign the rights over.
This is what I'm trying to say, because if a publisher would take over the book and invest in it, then he would, of course, ask you to share your rights. Not 100% of them, but percentage of it. Because that's how the sales will go to them, legally.
No. He'll get a certain percentage, mm-hmm. and that's it. I'll be running the show.
And why would he let you do that? Because if he's investing, he would like to work the way that, the things work. For example, if they want to put the book on Barnes & Noble, and then you're saying, no, that I don't want to go and put it on Barnes & Noble, so the publisher won't listen to you because he has his money in it. All right, he's investing.
Why wouldn't I want to go to Barnes & Noble?
That's what I'm trying to say. Why don't you go for self-publishing?
Why wouldn't I want to go to Barnes & Noble?
I'm giving you an idea. I'm just asking you a question. Maybe there are a few things, right, that you would disagree to.
Okay, but the things you're saying aren't making a whole lot of sense, all right?
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, the major companies go to places like Barnes & Noble. They sell the books at places mm-hmm. like Barnes & Noble.
I completely
agree. And Copperfields and the big bookstores. That's where I want my book to go.
This is what I'm trying to explain to you, too, sir. You are 100% correct, all right? Any publishing platform that we would choose, or any publisher, all right, that you would go ahead and go with, all right, would help you put the book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Google Books.
Right.
That makes complete sense. Now, what all my question over here is, you're not understanding the point. The question is that why don't you go ahead and self-publish the book instead of handing it over to a traditional publisher, all right? Because you know it's a good book, all right? So you would own the rights to it.
I'm broke.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's the catch right there. I'm not paying much money. I'm going to have people read the book and give me an advance because it's so good.
Okay. That makes complete sense. Well, we can go ahead and help you find the best publisher out there who would love to go ahead and cater your book, and that will be done through a literary agent. So I would go ahead and ask you a few questions over the email. You would reply me back, and we'll take it from there. So one more.
Okay, did you understand what I said?
Yes, you said you're broke, all right? You would need some
I'm broke, man. I was a victim of identity theft. They wiped me out. I have no money left. I'm living on disability.
Okay. How old are you?
67.
Oh, wow. You don't sound 67, though.
Yeah, but I'm still good. I'm still smart. I'm still getting around.
So you're in disability pension. So do you have any source of income, I mean, except for pensions?
I'm living on disability.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I'm probably going to go back to work. As soon as my leg gets better.
Okay. All right. Okay, Mark. Your idea makes complete sense. All right. And, you know, we would love to go and work with you on this. We would love to go and give you the best literary agent out there who can put your book everywhere that's required. And, you know, take it from there. But for this, we need to read your manuscript. And how soon would you be able to send that to us?
As soon as I get it onto my laptop. The copies are on a flash drive. One copy is on a flash drive that I have misplaced in my apartment.
Okay.
And then the other one is on my old computer, which is broke, but I know a guy who can get it off the old computer and on to my new computer, and then I can send it to you. So it'll be a week or two, okay?
A week or two. Okay, no problem. That sounds great. I'll go ahead and shoot you up an email with some questions in it. I would like you to review that, and whenever you're available, just email me back with the answers, and we will surely take it from there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Any question for me? Anything else I can help you with?
No, man. No, not really. Do you work with other agents to market the book?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir.
You can say ghostwriting company in this industry. We have been working for the last 12 years. We've got a team of 250 in-house authors working in different genres. So
nice.
We are one of the top 10 marketing companies at the moment of the United States. So we have been dealing with a lot of...
Shit, man, I look forward to working with you.
All right. So that's the reason I'm trying to understand what you're looking for so that I can give you the best guidance and, you know, the best plan that suits your requirement. So thank you for sharing the answers. I appreciate that. And, of course, I hope to speak with you soon.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Have a nice day.
What's your name again, man? What's your name again? What is it?
Daniel Garcia.
Daniel. Daniel Garcia. Well, thank you very much, Daniel. And you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, sir. Thank you for your blessings. I appreciate that. Have a nice day ahead. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.